Hey, he was tough on Kentucky. He started that part of the conversation by saying, I'm a big Tubby Smith guy. And then he got after them pretty good about how he got run out and what do you expect, and that's not the way it is anymore. How is that not good enough? He said, "There, you spin the argument any way you want. If you're on Tubby's side, and he is, here's how he sees it." I mean, he got after that. Agree or disagree, he got after that. Seth Greenberg. Great job, Seth. Final thoughts and a huge call when we come back.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Let me quickly respond to some of what Seth Greenberg said. Seth, with reference to Kentucky, said, what do you people want? What are you looking for? The guy wins 26 every single year. He's got you in the tournament. The internet chatter is out of control. If he's not good enough, who is? And from a coaching standpoint, I understand Seth saying that. He obviously respects Tubby Smith a great deal. They may or not be good friends. I really don't even know the answer to that question. But if I'm a head coach, I'd be concerned about these things too, that I can win 24, 25 games a year. Internet chatter is on high, and it's still not enough, and guys are losing jobs. If I were a coach, I'd be concerned about that too. I think, though, the Kentucky job is different. And fair or not, realistic or not, it's just one of those jobs. And maybe there's five or six or seven jobs like that. And there's not even five or six or seven programs like Kentucky. But if you're Ben Howland and you go to UCLA, or you're Bill Self and you go to Kansas, or you're Tubby Smith and you go to Kentucky, or you're Roy Williams and you go to Carolina, and you know that if you're not in the mix, and I don't mean winning 23 or 24 and getting to the tournament and winning one game. I mean getting to the Sweet 16 every year, getting to the Elite Eight, mixing in a Final Four, and being in the hunt. It's going to cost you. And you know that when you sign up for those jobs. And maybe it's worse now than when he got that job. But that's the way it is at programs like that. I don't think that they had a real quick trigger on Tubby Smith. He was there 10 years. 10 years. And while he's still winning, he did lose 25 games the last 2 years. And his recruiting has not gone that well. He hasn't had a consensus top 100 player. People who want to come have been turned away and gone on to star elsewhere. I really don't think it's that unfair. Was he run out? Probably. Are some of the fans obnoxious, over the top, and unruly? Probably.